The next patient is Cynthia Dutcher. The last name is D-U-T-C-H-E-R. Dutcher, D-U-T-C-H-E-R, Cynthia Dutcher. Cynthia is C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, number one. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a past history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. That might be a contributory factor along with the aging process period. However, she maintains a serum creatinine of 1, a BUN of 23, an estimated GFR of 53, and no evidence of proteinuria. The sediment is completely quiet, period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, which has been very well controlled. The blood pressure is 110 over 62, period. She continued to take the same medications. To keep in mind is the fact that this patient in the past had apparently stroke, with some weakness in the left upper extremity as a sequela, period. This patient doesn't sleep well, and she has been complaining of headaches that are described as migraine headaches, period. She is seen by the local neurologist. However, she couldn't take topiramate. T-O-P-I-R-A-M-A-T-E. Because of the severe loss of appetite and weight loss, she went down to 120 pounds, period. The patient is a light sleeper. I advise her to take either melatonin or some Benadryl and see if she has a better rest and improvement of the headaches, period. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy that is under control. Following number, he had a status post-parathyroidectomy that was done in Tampa in May 19 of 22. The patient at the current laboratory workup, the calcium is 9.6, the PTH is 53. Period. The patient has a remote history of hypokalemia that is no longer present. Following number, vitamin D deficiency or supplementation. Overall, the patient is in very stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months.